production of SeeWhatShow.com.
Hi, welcome to See What Show, the movie, TV and DVD podcast for regular people. I'm Mr. Brown.
I'm Movie Mama.
And I'm Steve.
This week we are covering Freedom Writers.
The Queen.
And what's the other one? Employee of the Month. More on that later. But first, what's showing this week? Can we have a look at the papers and see? Oh, our papers are that one.
Not very rustly.
what's screening?
We've got The Reaping. Mm. Okay, that's another Hilary Swank movie.
Hilary Swank.
Shut up. I said it correctly, okay?
Go there again this time.
Okay.
Yes.
Mama said that just now.
Idiots. Anyway, so Hilary Swank movie, and this is based on, or loosely based on the biblical plagues, lah. And it centers around this evil little girl. Is she evil? Is she not? Is she evil? Go watch her.
Oh, plagues is the one, the blood in the river.
Blood in the river, then got locusts,
flying frogs.
And then you've got the boils.
Boils, that kind of thing. Boils are bad.
Then the death of the firstborn.
All those.
So if you watch Prince of Egypt, this is the real life one with Hilary Swank in today modern time, set of course in, I think, Louisiana. If I'm not wrong.
Horror movie.
Yes, horror flick. I think it was quite interesting, lah. Yeah. Go watch.
What else is to watch?
We've got Happily Never After.
What am I saying? What else is watch? What does it mean by what is
what is mean by
what,
is mean by
what else is watch?
It is mean never happily after.
What?
Happily never after.
Happily never after.
Okay, cartoon.
Yes, it's an animated flick, and
it's a fairy tale with a supposedly not so happy ending.
Actually, it's a story about fairy tales who have their good ending stolen by the evil guy, lah. Evil fairy witch. Plus point.
Who's good?
Sarah Michelle Gellar is a voice.
Okay, then.
What?
What's wrong with Sarah Michelle Gellar?
Because there's so many other people. Buffy.
I like Buffy.
Me too.
Me too.
Joss Whedon rock.
Me too. Save your fantasies for the pants. This is the sequel show. Don't see this movie. Based on the trailer, like, actually, I'm being quite unfair. It may have
redeeming qualities, factors.
But so far reviews have said no. I'm not impressed by the trailer. Animation looks very blah. So yeah, that's Happily Never After. Moving on, we've got Primeval. Primeval.
How do you pronounce that? I thought it was Primeval, but actually it's Primeval, is it?
Primeval. Primeval. It's a very clever name.
Because they're very smart. Prime plus evil. What's it about?
Big crocodile, big hungry crocodile in Africa.
Terrorizing the villagers by the river.
Hey, based on a true story, actually it's quite scary, you know.
Anaconda by a crocodile.
Anadal. Stop it. They already went.
Acronondal.
It was them cheesy with Primeval already. Don't do this. Okay, so.
Acronondal.
And he goes around killing and eating hundreds and hundreds of the villagers there near the banks of the, don't know what, African river.
So you should just stay further inland, lah.
Yeah.
Oh, then you're eaten by a lion. Then
but it's real story. I really eaten.
Yes, really eaten. Like seriously, they find mass graves and stuff. Which is why the people try to promote it as a serial killer on the loose. Oh.
Not giant crocodile who was hungry.
No.
Which
yeah,
is a natural thing for any crocodile to be hungry.
Yeah, but it's supposed to be quite a very like fast-paced action flick that, got quite bad press. So,
go crocodile!
I say watch it if you're keen on that kind of stuff or you're into action flicks or animal, those kind of creature flicks. I mean, this is it. This is the only thing that's on now. So go watch it.
Creature flick like Batman.
No.
feed him to the crocodile, please.
I must say the monster looks very scary.
Yeah.
So you're into that, just go check it out. And the next one,
Pathfinder. I saw the trailer about the Mohican Sukuna, then got the Viking boy, then born
eight
among
girls,
them.
Very hot guy jumping out of water. Half naked.
Okay.
Well, I have a side name for this, an alternative name for this movie.
Yeah,
it's like the first of the Mohicans.
It looks lame, like copying stuff from everything, Highlander, etc., etc.
Like they try to pay homage to Mel Gibson shows, those kind, you know those kind.
Okay, enough what's showing this week. We are going to do The Queen next. Okay, that didn't sound right. We're going to review The Queen.
I watched The Queen.
You mean the
review,
one
not reveal.
I heard reveal,
though. Reveal The Queen's at Deskar Road.
This is about the Queen of England, Queen Elizabeth II, and it's set in the time when Diana...
Just after the tragedy of Princess Diana.
Yeah.
Good evening, ma'am. I'm sorry to disturb, but it's the Princess of Wales.
Why? What's she done now?
I have some very sad news to bring you.
Diana, Princess of Wales, has died after a car crash in Paris.
The country, as well as the royal family, are dealing with the tragedy. Helen Mirren is the queen.
Again.
And yeah, she did what?
Yeah, she warmed up on the TV series Elizabeth the First.
So she was the mother.
Yeah, she was her own mother. In a TV series.
Okay, this
in
is
a TV,
what?
Made for TV movie.
Okay.
Elizabeth, she was her own mother. She was Elizabeth first. She was QE1.
Okay, now she's QE2.
Now she's QE2. She's unsinkable, man. She like the woman. Ship.
And Michael Sheen was Tony Blair. But Michael Sheen is the same chap who acted as the evil diamond industry dude, Simmons, in Blood Diamond. And two of them are basically holding up the whole movie, which had next to no plot. Because the plot is just, you know, no story. Right? Yeah, you know.
Very character driven thing.
Yeah.
And, watch their performances.
If you read the papers, we already know the ending.
Correct. The performances, especially Helen Mirren's, was gripping. You just watch.
Do you know
her.
After the Venice Film Festival showing, people stood up for 5 minutes to give standing ovation for 5 minutes?
I would have done that.
Wow, got
damn long time.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Action.
Right.
And actually, the other guy that was pretty,
that was pretty guy.
It was surprising. I was going to say pretty surprising.
Right. This was a man who wants to do Queens.
A pretty guy? Surprising.
Hang on! Let me finish! Michael Sheen as Tony Blair was surprising because I found myself liking his performance. He came across as a very reasonable chap. Not that way, in the midst of the royal bashing.
Pretty guy's performance.
Yo. The royal bashing that was taking place during this tragedy, he came across as someone who was really trying to help the royal family, you know, do
to
the right thing.
Save the monarchy.
Yeah, because there was a lot of backlash from the lack of reaction that people saw from the royal family. And the show shows that... And,
monarchs are human too.
Yeah, and they're trying to do the right thing. Because she genuinely believed that the right way to deal with this was to be, you know, privately grieving, to not make a big show about it.
Coming down to London at the earliest opportunity. It would be a great comfort to your people. And would help them with their grief.
There. Grief. I doubt there is anyone who knows the British people more than I do, Mr. Blair, nor who has greater faith in their wisdom and judgment. And it is my belief that they will any moment reject this mood, which is being stirred up by the press, in favor of a period of restrained grief and sober private mourning.
But her people wanted a reaction. They wanted her to show grief and to grieve with them. And when she resisted, then things got kind of bad. The fun thing about watching this movie is that kind of sinful pleasure you get from watching a dysfunctional family.
Knowing that it is the royal family. Yeah.
And yet, at the same time, they managed to humanize the characters so much so that you actually feel sorry for them.
Was there William and Harry in there?
Not much. And you feel like they're a regular family, except they've got like 400 hectare, you know, backyard to hunt the stags in. But her pain and the surprise she feels at the hatred that the people were directing at her. You know, whole life she gave up serving these people, whether you like the royals or not, or they think they're freeloaders, or whether you think they're important symbol, that's another issue altogether. But really, she was a queen at a very young age. You see, her father abdicated, right? If you don't know the history. And she's been serving this post for her whole life. Then suddenly, because of this, people started to hate the monarchy.
Without understanding the restrictions and everything that she had to go through.
Both sides to every story, to speak. So
this is the queen side of the story.
Should we watch it?
It was very engaging. Watched the characters. And I recommend it very, very highly. Helen Mirren, standing ovation for me, man. We all went to watch Freedom Writers.
Yeah, that's right.
If you're Latino or Asian or Black, you could get blasted anytime you walk out your door.
My name is Aaron Gruel.
Schools are divided into separate tribes.
I'm not sitting near him.
Now, Mama watched this at a very big point in her life, okay? I was damn sick of my job. And decided, you know what, I'm going to do something about it. And I wanted to move on to something that I was proud of, and I was looking for inspiration. So I went to the cinema, hoping to be inspired, and I totally didn't leave disappointed. Because, you know, this movie is about this lady, Erin, okay, a teacher, a very young teacher, played by 2-time Oscar winner Hilary Swank. And you know, she's always very good at this kind of... Stop laughing. So she's damn good at these kind of inspirational movies. I mean, you remember her from Million Dollar Baby and Boys Don't Cry, La. Mm-hmm. The Cure is coming to Singapore 1st August. Go buy your tickets.
What's that going to do with Hilary Swank?
Find out when.
Boys Don't Cry, Ma.
Okay,
but anyway, so Erin, okay, this teacher, right? She's a teacher in this LA neighborhood where racial tensions at its peak, because this was based during the time when the racial riots just ended in the 90s, and the students, I mean, they describe school as a prison, you know, where they have to defend themselves from violence with violence, because there are a lot of rival gangs separated by race. So you have the Koreans one side, you have the blacks, you have the Hispanics, and then you have the whites, you know. So this Erin, why I found inspirational is because she looked for means that were beyond the system,
yeah,
beyond the rules, to encourage these kids and tell them there's hope. And the hope can only happen when you guys stick together. And she did this by bringing up the Holocaust, okay, teaching them about the diaries of Anne Frank, and therefore getting them to also write their own personal memoir of their lives and to express it in that way.
Everyone has their own story. We're going to write in these journals.
She gave them the books and said, look, write whatever you want. Poetry, drawings, prose. I will read it only if you let me, give me permission to read it. And it was a very, very inspiring and touching movie.
Yeah, man. Movie. I cried. Movie Mama cried.
I got tears, but I try not to show it.
I feel that Hilary played her character very well. I mean, although this role wasn't as challenging as her previous roles, but to me, she was still very convincing. I went in looking for the hero in her. But still, I felt that, you know, you can definitely relate to some of the struggles she went through for the kids.
Steve's making a face.
Why are you smirking?
Yeah. You don't like the movie, ah?
No, I didn't really find it as engaging as
Why?
You guys did. Well, for one, Hilary Swank.
She good, what? Yeah.
Two-time Oscar-winning actress.
Then?
But in this one, to me, it was like below par for her performances. If you've seen like Million Dollar Baby and Boys Don't Cry.
But I think because this... Yeah,
you know, it's like
yeah,
that.
But you're asking her to do an Oscar performance.
This is a very... It's a normal role. We have teachers everywhere. And if you think about it, actually, I was quite stunned, you know. It wasn't a normal school landscape at all. It was literally like a war zone.
Yeah,
there,
war zone.
You know, and you didn't expect that in today's world. I feel that the 90s is still considered today in a sense. You know, it's very recent. And to have this in a place in the States, in LA, she was trying to teach in a war zone. And this is based on a true story too, la. So to me, it's still very difficult to fill the shoes of someone who's still living and breathing that legacy, you see. Mm-hmm. That's what she's trying to do.
But Steve, you're not convinced.
No, I wasn't convinced. I just thought she was a little bit too try-hard as an actress.
Okay.
Trying to portray a role.
What I really liked was they didn't try to make Erin too unreal. She was struggling with
home problems.
She was trying too hard. She had a learning curve of her own to overcome.
Because she came from a very different background. Yeah,
privileged background. And, you know, she had to overcome that mental block.
So I felt damn lucky to be a Singaporean in Singapore. Yeah, I mean, man. I don't want to sound too Marikita, but the thing is that it's like you take these things for granted, and when you watch this kind of movie, you go, oh my God, I hope we never go through that. I swear to seriously.
We all deal with like A's and B's and grades and stuff down there. People there are just trying to survive.
Exactly.
The kids are just trying to live, you know, stay alive until they reach 18. You know, I'm a sucker for these teacher-student stories. Mm. And I thought it was better than I expected. Because it can get really run-of-the-mill. But the performances of the kids actually raised the game for me.
Yeah, man.
You like the kids' performances, right? More than you like Erin's.
Yeah, except that, you know, this was an MTV film.
Yeah.
But throughout the whole movie, I felt I was watching a Hallmark movie.
I think it's more HBO like
a,
least.
I think it's an edgier one. Edgier Hallmark.
It wasn't as ruthless. It wasn't as, you know, engaging as some of the other MTV films. But you're right. I did fall in love with the kids.
Yeah.
But you also, sometimes you just want to take one of them and just slap them. Yeah. You know, like, wake up, no idea, la.
So I think for those who need encouragement, you want to do something you're proud of, you need that push, right? Go watch this movie, you know? All girls who are just PMSing, watch this movie. You will cry and cry. But don't wear mascara. If you want to wear mascara, you want to impress your boyfriend, wear waterproof, okay? L'Oreal, Maybelline, you heard that, huh? Anyone wants to pimp your waterproof mascaras, email us at tellus@seawhatshow.com. That is tellus@seawhatshow.com. To find out how you can send your samples to us to try and, of course, for us to pimp.
For you to pimp, not for us. Lastly, Employee of the Month, which I caught on video the other day, very late at night.
But what an underachiever.
Zach, it's one of our box boys.
I'm Amy.
Hey.
Decides to step up.
She has a thing for the employee of the month.
I'll win employee of the month.
He can't do it alone.
It's a go.
Clean up on aisle 13.
And it was... It was...
another one of those movies.
It was an Office Space wannabe set in supermarket.
Supermarket space.
Yeah, Office Space. Supermarket space. Dane Cook is Zach. He's a slacker working in a supermarket. And Vince is this chief cashier, head cashier who works in the supermarket, who is this super employee who always wins one employee of the month for 17 months in a row he's been winning. And if he does the 18th month, he will get a car. So he's protecting, very protective of his employee of the month position. And Zach is a slacker who decides to suddenly turn over a new leaf and become a non-slacker and compete for employee of the month with him. And
but what caused this sudden push?
Because of Jessica Simpson.
Jessica Simpson,
She's rumored to be like, she transferred from the other supermarket because she slept with the employee of the month over there. So Zach thinks, get into her pants. Then both of them want to get into her pants, lah.
Because nobody's gonna believe you work here.
No, seriously, it's supposed to be my first day. I just transferred from 232.
You're the new cashier.
I'm Amy.
Hey. Sorry, I didn't.
Okay.
Nobody would believe because you don't look like you would. Zach.
Hi there. Check stand number one, head cashier Vince Downey.
Vince Downey? I've heard of you.
It wants to be Office Space, but it's it just falls short. It's fun in places. There's some funny moments, but not funny enough to watch together. You watch this kind of like late at night, alone, when nothing's on TV.
Then you don't tell anybody next day, kind of.
Yeah.
It's more of a dude flick, right, this thing? Cause,
a bit
I
more.
Mean,
I mean, you got Jessica Simpson. I mean,
and her boobs.
Very, she thankfully, they didn't use her too much in the movie. She was just like for decoration. Cause
set dresser.
It's very scary.
In the frozen section.
her assets were very hard. And you see it every time first before you see her face. So
she's one of those people who should learn
it's quite
less
scary.
Is more.
Yeah.
So she just has an ass with nipples on her chest.
So don't buy this movie. Sorry. Don't rent this movie. I'm not going to ignore that. I'm just totally going to ignore that. don't rent.
See the exclamations. The
expressions. She's the one with the mini ass on her chin or so.
Okay.
It's called the cleft chin.
I would say this is a movie that you borrow from a friend who rented it. That's our CYWatch show for this week. This is Mr. Brown saying you can get it from CYWatchShow.com and you can also get a feed at feeds.feedburner.com/CYWatchShow.
And this is Movie Mama saying send your free samples, okay, mascara samples, to tell us at CYWatchShow.com. That is tell us, T-E-L-L-U-S, must spell out because got mascara, at CYWatchShow.com.
Talk to us, talk with us, talk back to us on our forums at CYWatchShow.com/forum.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.